Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah, it's my moment. You guys could just exit. Also, just a reminder, if you haven't yet made a meaningful contribution, or two, this is a perfect opportunity to do it. Let's actually do another donating moment together now, okay? Did you know that in the past 28 years, Ojai Playwrights Conference has developed 263 plays?
Wow.
That's a lot of plays. You should be giving a standing ovation, but I will accept that. So in celebration, if you are willing to donate $263, would you please raise your set list high in the air?
Yay!
What do we got? Raise your hand. We got one, we got two. We got one up here, one, two, three, four, five. I don't know why everyone's hand isn't up. Okay, you guys are heroes and sheroes and bayros. Okay. Anyone else in the back? Oh, my sons are raising their hands. Not us, them. Amazing. Now, let me get back up to my script. Where were we? Let's see. Are you willing to donate $263? Would you please raise your set list high in the air? I already said that. All right. Here it says, amazing. Don't forget to click on that QR code right now to make that donation. Thanks to all of you who are joining us in supporting OPC and the Ojai Arts community. Do people always say, are you down with OPC? Come on, I thought I had an original thought. Of course I didn't. Anything you can think of has been thought of, except some other things. But listen, I'm excited to introduce, I don't even know what I was referencing. Honestly, I was thinking of all of your talents, and I was thinking, I bet not all of these thoughts have been thought of. That was such a beautiful song that you sang. What's that? What? Like what? Right, and I was thinking your original talents in songwriting. Nobody thought. But yeah, I guess what I was trying to get at is you are so derivative. No, such original thoughts and songwriting. Really beautiful. Anyway, I go back and forth between silly and serious, so it's hard to track for me as well, so apologies. All right, I'm excited to... Okay, sure, there could have been a better host tonight, but this is what we got. That's all I wanted to hear. Why didn't anyone yell out "you're perfect" sooner? When I'm on stage, I need somebody to yell out "you're perfect."
You're perfect!
All right, where were we? Thank you so much. And it says here, I am excited to introduce our next guest. As we think about storytelling and storytellers on our stages and screens everywhere. And this actress is both, and I have hung out with her. Let me tell you, I was on a walk in my neighborhood, and she was just sitting in somebody's yard. Doing theater in the... Were you really? No, okay. You were lying to me. Yeah, but I met you in a front yard, and we just saddled up and chatted away for hours, and here we are in Ojai. Had no idea this is where this is leading us. Somebody pig snorted back there. We are really loosening up. Get your pig snorts out. All right. Okay, where were we? And this actress is both. I'm perfect. You already said it. Kirsten Veng's Nest is the creator and host of Bits, an art salon at Hollywood's Theater of Note, which you can come to monthly. You sure can. Or you can see her in a front yard in your neighborhood. Okay. She has been published in the anthology Women of Letters, The Los Angeles Times, and Roxane Gay chose her as a feminist as fuck. Sorry, my kids are here, and they've never heard Stephanie say that all the time around our house. Feminist as fuck writer for the 2024 Vulture Fest. Currently, Kirsten plays Penelope Garcia on Criminal Minds, and Bigelow McFigglehorn on Wizards Beyond Waverly Place. You can watch her animated short Curtains on Vimeo, and she is the recipient of a number of awards, including the Los Angeles Drama Critics Circle Natalie Schaefer Award. Is that right? Okay, just making sure. The HRC Visibility Award, and she has a monkey enclosure named after her, as one does after reaching a certain amount of success. You either get a star on the Walk of Hollywood Walk of Fame, or you get a monkey enclosure named after you. I haven't gotten either. I'm hosting an Ojai show where I'm perfect. Named after her at the Wildlife Learning Center, please help me welcome Kirsten Bingsness. Kirsten enters from audience.
I have. I'm sorry. That's yours. That's yours.
Yeah.
Boundaries. Boundaries. I know. Sorry. Is your phone? I don't want to.
That's Emily's.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put it right here.
She's from Indigo Girls.
Okay, that's right. I am gobsmacked to be here. I am a proud theater nerd. Who else is a proud theater nerd out there? And so, like, I have been in at least one play a year since I was a teenager, and then I didn't even make a living as an artist until a couple of decades after that. And I do it, and I'm here, and I think you're here because of this, right? This ephemeral energy that moves everywhere, and this is what theater does, right? We start conversations, we make and we remake the world. We get to take radical responsibility, which is what you do when you put money into this, right? Right. Okay. So I'm gonna do a little smattering of theater from a play I wrote called Mess. So this is a little bit from Mess.
Piece.